weekend before war was actually declared, our school, the Richardson D's school on Wall's End High Street, was evacuated, and we all went to Ponteland, where the knit nurse went through our hairs and we were looked over for spots and rashes and everything. And my younger sister and an elder sister and I, we were all evacuated together because my mother had told my elder sister we had to stay together. So us three, one of our school teachers, Mr. Bell, and a boy whose name I can't remember now, we all went to live at Mr. and Mrs. Park's in Woolsington. Now their house, which was a very big house, lots of land, was on the perimeter of what was the Woolsington private airfield, but had just been taken over by the RAF. So looking back, it seemed a bit ridiculous we left the Tyne to go to live by an airfield. And our school was in Ponteland, but because my young sister and I couldn't get to school, no buses, we never went to school for 3 months, which was wonderful. We had a lovely time. The airmen used to bring us sweeties to the fence. it was great. My elder sister, she borrowed the daughter of the house's bicycle, and she biked to school. The teacher had a sports car, so him and the boy went by car, which I thought was a bit much, that the boy had to got the ride in the car and our Louis had a bike.
And which school in Ponteland did she go to?
Well, it's funny, I can't remember her at school, but I think at the time there was only one school in Ponteland at that one time. So, of course, she was 5 years older than me. She would be in a higher class, so I wouldn't see.